The 15th annual Arkansas Hot Air Balloon Championship will commence this evening at 7 in Harrison. Anna Marie Sullivan, event coordinator, Harrison Regional Chamber of Commerce, says the balloon festival is quite a sight, really.
This is the Arkansas State Championship balloon races, and this started 15 years ago, so this year is our 15th annual. It is a sanctioned race by the governor of Arkansas. And it's a great event. It's a three-day event. It always is held the weekend after Labor Day. And there's something for the whole family. It's a lot of fun.
A hot air balloon functions on the basic principle of warmer air rises in cooler air. To keep the balloon rising, hot air balloon pilots burn propane or in some cases butane to heat the air in the open balloon envelope. One of the few hot air balloon festivals in the United States, the Arkansas Hot Air Balloon Championship draws enthusiasts not only from the Northwest Arkansas region, but from other states too.
And most of our balloon pilots are from some of the surrounding states. We have several from Texas and Kansas and Missouri and Tennessee, and then we do have a few that are local pilots here in Arkansas.
Ms. Sullivan says that watching and riding in a hot air balloon is a unique adventure and quite a smooth ride. At this particular event, visitors can enjoy a tethered ride for only $5.
We will have our tethered rides, and you're actually tied to the ground by ropes, but you do go hundreds of feet in the air, and you go high enough to be able to see the Ozark Mountains in the distance, and you get to see Harrison up high, and those rides are only $5. Last year, we were able to give around 1,000 rides, and there was a lot of smiling faces down there, for sure.
The balloon rides start at 7 tonight and will last until 9. Apart from the tethered rides and balloon glow today, there are other events lined up for tomorrow as well as Sunday that include competitions such as ring grab and hare and hound sponsor race.
On Saturday and on Sunday morning, there will be a ring grab competition, and that's when the balloonists will fly into our soccer complex from the various locations and try to grab the ring off the top of the pole. Normally, they start a couple miles out, 2 or 3 miles out, so they're in the air for about 30 minutes to try to grab the ring off of the pole. And then on Saturday evening at 5:30 is our hare and hound race. And how that works is we have a balloon that is the hare, and he takes off. And then all of the other balloons, which we call the hounds, they will inflate all at the same time and try to chase and catch the hare balloon. And the closest to the hare's target wins that race. And that's normally about a 30 or 45-minute ride as well.
But can the pilots really steer a hot air balloon to grab a ring off top of a pole?
You cannot steer a balloon. You go where the wind wind takes you. So the way they do it is they know where our pole is, and they know where the ring is. And so they use their compass, and they find a place to fly from anywhere in Harrison they can fly from to try to fly into that balloon. So if the winds are going northeast, they look for somewhere in that direction to where they'll be able to fly into the pole. So it's you have to be pretty smart to be able to fly a hot air balloon, that's for sure. So that's how they do it. It's interesting to watch.
Ms. Sullivan says there will be food available today evening for anybody who wants to grab a bite. For Saturday and Sunday, visitors can feel free to explore Harrison. However, locations have been changed for all events due to the weather. For instance, today's event will take place at North Arkansas College South Campus, which is on Highway 65.
Then our other events are rain grabs on Saturday and Sunday morning at 7:30. You can see those balloons fly over from the soccer complex, which is by our Harrison Junior High School. And then our hare and hound race has actually been moved as well, and that's on Saturday afternoon at 5:30, and it will take place across from FedEx. There's a field across from our FedEx corporate office, and it'll take place there.
For more information on the 15th annual Arkansas Hot Air Balloon Championship, please visit their website, www.arkansasballoonfest.com. For Results at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.